This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The Department of Agriculture announced the other day that it's going to spend $170 million to buy livestock from farmers who've been hit hard by the drought, pork and chicken mostly, some lamb, and about $10 million worth of catfish. You surprised by that? Yeah, we were too, so we called up Townsend Kaiser. He's a catfish farmer in Greensboro, Alabama. Mr. Kaiser, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Glad to be here.
So $10 million from the USDA. Obviously, you're not going to get all that, but is that going to help you in this drought?
Yes, sir, it is. It's going to help us a lot. It will help our processing industry move a lot more inventory out of the ponds and onto the children's plates who need to eat catfish, need to learn to eat fish twice a week.
What does catfish do to that region down there near Greensboro? I mean, is it a catfish economy?
It is very much a catfish economy. Catfish is the economic engine that drives West Alabama. Most jobs have something to do with the fish business. When the fish business gets tough, you can see it in every business around, from the tire stores to the furniture stores, the grocery stores, Everywhere. There are a lot of jobs associated with the farms, with the processing plants, with the feed mills, and harvesting the fish. It's very important to this area. And this area, you may and may not know, is a economically deprived area in the Black Belt of West Alabama. And catfish is one of the few things helping it to hang on.
Now, what has the drought done to you, Mr. Kaiser? I mean, how bad's it been?
It's been pretty bad. Our ponds are showing signs of a lot of evaporation and no rain. It is also driving the price of grain up, which feed is our biggest input.
Is that what you feed catfish? You feed them grain?
Yes, sir. It's an extremely expensive diet. And right now we're getting about 65 to 70 cents a pound. And with the cost of grain where it is, it costs about 90 cents to raise them. So the catfish industry is in a pretty rough spot right now.
Yeah, that's kind of backwards, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
What happens to you, Mr. Kaiser, if this drought goes on? I mean, you know, the USDA is only going to buy so much catfish.
That's right. I don't know. We will keep forging ahead. I've got 18 employees that look at me every day to help them provide for their families, and we're going to keep doing the best that we can.
Is the USDA's purchase enough for you? I mean, is that going to get you over until the rain starts again?
I hope it does. It's certainly a start. People need to start eating a lot more fish and take in mind where their seafood comes from as well.
Listen, one more thing that I have to ask you, just because it's been in the news after Paul Ryan got selected by Governor Romney. What is this whole noodling thing that people do with catfish? What is that about?
That's some crazy guys going to have some fun. I've never done it. I'd be scared to stick my hand in a hole like that.
Yeah, because those guys bite, right?
They do.
All right. Townsend Kaiser, he's in Greensboro, Alabama, raising catfish. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate your interest in agriculture and the fish business in particular.
You betcha.
Thank you, bud.